Welcome to today's interview here on Brighteon.com. And as we are almost at a tax day in the United States, our guest today, who I asked to come back on because he is an expert in, well, tax authority or lack of authority, it's Paimon from Freedom Law School. He's a returning guest, and his message is very popular and also, of course, a little bit controversial in some people's minds. But he's here to explain why what he advocates in terms of taxes is actually codified in the Constitution and the rule of law. So welcome, Paimon. Freedomlawschool.org is your website. Welcome back. How have you been, sir?
Living in the free United States of America in a great free state of Florida with sunshine and fresh air.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, we love Florida. I'm of course, in Texas, and we are just a couple weeks away from less than a couple weeks away from the filing date that most Americans think that they are supposed to file taxes to the federal government, even though Trump is openly talking about ending the IRS. And my understanding is that he, Team Doge, is firing something like 20,000 IRS workers. So there's kind of a dismantling in process, but it's not done yet, is it? I mean, it still exists right now.
Exist, but what they are not telling people is that the deep state has been deceiving the American people for over 100 years since 1913. The modern day income tax, Mike, never have applied to the people of the 50 United States since 1913. This U.S. individual income tax is legally and technically as written in the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, all 10,000 pages of the gobbledygook of confusion. It's written for the citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. That is the United States as defined in law that has to file and pay federal income taxes. So we don't have to go through this routine thing that we've been trained to do year after year, decade after decade, the same way that we were trained to take vaccines every year and give it to our children every year, give it to our grandparents, flu vaccine every year. That was all a bunch of lie also. We are not required to take any vaccines or file the 10 for income tax forms by law.
So, okay, I mean, this is a big thing that you're saying, that the tax code only applies to the residents of the District of Columbia, which is a tiny fraction of the overall United States population. But of course, people all over the country file federal taxes. Some people don't. There are probably millions that just don't ever. And, you know, they're still there. But the IRS does effectively threaten and target individuals across the country. And, you know, we've covered stories in cases where the IRS has put people in prison, like the famous actor Wesley Snipes, for example. I think he was sent to prison for what they consider to be tax evasion. So explain to us how what you're saying is not that, or is not what Wesley Snipes did, or what you understand about that case. I don't know the details. You probably know way more than I do.
Well, first of all, according to IRS's best estimates, there's about 80 million non-filers in America. That is people who actually work and make above the minimum exemption amount, but do not file 1040 income tax confession tax forms with the IRS. So it's a myth that if you don't file, they'll target you and come after you. Number two, Wesley Snipes went to prison because most of what's out there in the freedom movement about not paying income taxes is baseless legal theories like, yeah, Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, sovereign or state citizen, revocation of election, common law, birth certificate arguments, and a bunch of other nonsense like that. See, that's why Wesley Snipes went to prison, because he followed the advice of the guy, named Eddie Kane. Eddie Kane got a lot more prison sentence himself. But here I am, over 30 years, Mike, openly not filing and paying income taxes, teaching others to do the same, and IRS has never been able to even indict me to put me in prison. That's proof right there that they want to stop me, but they can't. What stops us is the belief that the IRS is so powerful and get us. Just like the belief that if you don't take that corona jab, the virus could kill us in a big pandemic. So it's all makeup of the corrupt major media.
Walk us through this a little bit, because of course, a lot of our audience are going to be, if this is the first time they've heard you, they're going to be very skeptical about what you're saying. And it's well known that, for example, banks will, they are obedient to IRS demands. So if the IRS sends a demand to a bank to seize someone's bank account for, you know, owed taxes or whatever the IRS claims, they basically just make up anything they want and claim anything they want. Tell us, I mean, that bank will typically comply with the IRS rulings and they will seize up everything. But please explain to us why what you're talking about supersedes that.
Well, you see, what people do not realize is the reason IRS gets the power to steal your bank account is because they have deceived you to sign the 1040 income tax confession form under a penalty of perjury under oath, swearing that you owe the IRS the money that you say on that 1040 form. If you do not confess against yourself that you owe the IRS on money on that 1040 form, you owe the IRS zero. IRS now, if they want to come after you, they must start expensive processes and have to give you a full-blown trial in the U.S. tax court to try to even get an amount that you supposedly owe them. That is very expensive and cumbersome for the IRS to do.
Okay.
They have only 31 judges. So that's why they don't do that. It's not automatic. People assume that the IRS can just automatically throw a number at you, you owe them, and then go to your bank account and empty it. That is not so. That happens only for people who've given up their right to trial by signing that 1040 form.
Wow,
which
okay.
Is why it's the most important thing not to sign those forms.
So this is one of the key lessons, as I understand it, that you teach and you give instructions and details at your website, freedomlawschool.org. And I do want to emphasize that I do not charge you anything to be on the show here. I don't get a percentage of what people, if people subscribe to your course, I don't charge you anything to be on the show. You're not here. You didn't pay to be on my show is what I'm saying, right? I'm interviewing you because I think that right now, because of the evil that happens out of Washington, D.C., I want to give every American as much information as possible to help them legally and constitutionally reduce any amount of money that they are sending to be wasted in Washington, D.C. I think this comes down to morality, and then you have the methodology. That's the way I see it. Does that make sense?
Yes, and for me, this was a big motivation also when I started back in 1992. I saw a corrupt federal government becoming increasingly tyrannical like Iran, where I came from. And I said, wait a minute, if we as Americans not stop paying the federal government, they'll keep using it against us to enslave and destroy us. We must stop funding the federal government lawfully. And the law is on our side. The problem has been the crooked U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, corrupt IRS management, and crooked judges who want to protect the deep state, which they're running. Now that Americans are realizing there is such a thing as deep state, they realize the DOJ and the judges are corrupt at the lower levels typically. Now, at least we're dealing with a fair game of, okay, we got to actually do something about this problem. But what the Americans did not know is that there is no law requiring the people of the 50 states to file and pay federal income taxes. And they can see the proof in a 10-minute short video at freedomlawschool.org website right there. You know, people say, wow, that just is amazing. But the laws are hidden in the law books, just like medical journals talked about the corona jab, that these vaccines are actually mRNA gene therapy,
right?
Not safe and effective vaccines.
That's right.
That they claim.
We were lied to.
We've been lied to. So the challenge for people is to go and verify the truth for themselves. Look at the medical journals to verify it is the mRNA gene therapy. Verify that there's no law requirement to file income tax. And we can protect them at Freedom Law School from any and all IRS attacks if they want. We can have people join together like patriots, like founding fathers, and make sure IRS takes none of the bank account, paycheck, any property, and never go to jail or federal income taxes again.
Okay, so another way to look at federal income taxes is that it's a government tariff on your income. So all these people that are angry at Trump putting tariffs on all these other goods, I would say to them, why aren't you angry that the federal government puts a tariff on every dollar you earn? And that tariff has been in place your whole life. If you're going to complain about tariffs, you should complain about the income tax tariff, which is exactly what that is, right?
Exactly. It's a tariff on your pocket.
It is. It's a tariff on your pocket. Exactly. Every dollar that you earn, the government gets a piece so they can go waste it. And they don't even need your money anyway because they just print trillions whenever they want. I mean, what a scam. The whole thing has been a scam this entire time. But let me ask you, sir, what about for somebody who has previously filed the 1040 forms for many years? So they have, you know, they've previously participated in that scheme, the IRS trick or whatever it is. Is there a way for that person to stop doing the 1040s for the new year, for this year or future years?
No different than a guy that used to get the vaccine, the flu vaccine every year. How do you stop? You just simply stop getting the jab or the vaccine. You stop signing that 1040 form under oath, penalty of perjury. You stop putting a rope around your neck, confessing you owe the IRS money. It is that simple. And the IRS will not notice you not filing because there's already about 80 million non-filers that they cannot get to. In fact, the Treasury auditors gave the IRS in 2020 a list of 100 richest non-filers who each of them would owe the IRS $100 million. 100 people
Wow.
that each owe the IRS $100 million said go after them. And the IRS's response was, sorry, we don't have enough resources to come after these people. So if they're leaving these rich, very super rich, non-filers alone, why would they come after you?
Well, here's a question, though. It seems like they would notice new non-filers, like somebody who has been filing all these years and then stops filing. Maybe somebody who paid a lot in previous years and then stops filing. Wouldn't the IRS notice that?
No, they don't. I have all this on my website. This is a Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration in 2020 said IRS is leaving high-income non-filers alone. This is an official report. You can see the whole thing on our website, freedomlawschool.org, and verify that for yourself. Another report they gave in 2017 said that the IRS officially stopped going after people who do not file 1040 income tax confession forms because they need to conserve their resources to focus on filers who have confessed on that 1040 form under penalty of perjury that they owe the IRS money. And they need to take calls for people who owe the IRS money on the 1040 forms and want to make payment plans.
Wow. Okay. This is fascinating, number one. And I have received a lot of positive feedback from a number of people that I know who I believe are your students. I'm not going to mention any names, but are learning from you, and it's a big aha moment. But I want to point out something else here, that even if you don't file, and even if you don't pay the IRS directly, if you're using dollars, you're still being taxed. Like, you're still paying taxes because the government, well, the Fed is printing money. The Treasury is borrowing it from the Fed. They are diluting the value of your dollars. And I have here a note, a $10 trillion note from the bank, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, right? So how did they get to a $10 trillion note? By printing money, which was a form of taxation on the American people. So one of my rational arguments here, Payman, is that even people who don't send a check to the IRS are still paying taxes just by the fact that your dollar is losing value because the government and the Fed keep printing money, and that is taxation. That's a universal taxation that you cannot escape if you use dollars. So for anybody that says, oh, well, if you don't pay taxes, you're not contributing to society. Nonsense. You're being taxed no matter what. True?
Absolutely true. The privately owned Federal Reserve banking system and the banks are allowed by the politicians to literally make money out of thin air, loans by fraud and lend it into distribution at interest. That is a cause of the poverty in America. That is a cause that in over 125 years, since 1900, we have all of this technological advances, yet we are not richer. Wives did not work outside the home in 1900. We had no airplanes, no internet, we had no cars, okay? So what happened that, you know, after all these decades, we're not living better off because you're sucking the wealth of the American people, but the banks being allowed to literally create counterfeit money and loan it out into distribution. And the IRS income tax is there to reduce the amount of the money in the system credits. Otherwise, we have much bigger hyperinflation like what happened in Zimbabwe.
So yeah, I wanted to show you this ad that was a full page ad in the Chicago Tribune newspaper in 1958. And I'll ask my editor to put it in. And this ad shows the price of food in 1958. There was a food fair ad at a retailer. And you can see, you know, you can get 2 pounds of apples for like 20 something cents, or you can get like 7 cans of carnation condensed milk, 7 cans for $1. And everything from meats and fresh fruits and vegetables and you know, cleaning materials and everything, pennies on the dollar compared to where it is right now, okay? And that was just 1958. Your food hasn't become more expensive since then. It's just that your dollar's become more worthless since then. So, and that's taxation. So we have been not just taxed on our income, which is a tariff on your pocket, like you said. We've been taxed through money printing, which is a looting of the American people. We've been taxed on the taxes, on the taxes, on, we've been taxed into oblivion to the point where more and more Americans are living in poverty and can't afford health insurance and their home mortgages. They can't afford to eat in many cases. That's how bad this is, Payman. And that's why your course is so important.
Yeah, and we cannot do anything about that until we get rid of the whole money banking system that's been corrupted since 1913 with the Federal Reserve private banking cartel. But what the American people can do right now, every one of them, is to take the 7 steps to free themselves of IRS deception. And that deception leads them to being afraid. And with that fear, now the IRS can rob and control you like a slave. So that's why the 7 steps at freedomlawschool.org are so critical for everybody to listen to as they drive around town, you know, and then when they get work for lunch or home for dinner, they can watch the videos and listen and verify that everything they saw is really based on U.S. government's official legal websites and reports.
So that's really critical. I'm glad you said that. You are actively encouraging people who review your material to confirm it themselves, to do their own research, right?
Absolutely. Number one is follow the law as found on U.S. government's official legal websites, the 1040 form and instructions, the U.S. Treasury regulations, laws published by Congress, and the Supreme Court. I want people to understand those for themselves, to verify what I'm telling them is the truth. For over 30 years, I've been trying to wake up American people. Take your government back. Take your country back. They've deceived us to be ignorant to take vaccines we don't need to take and sign these 1040 forms every year, hire accountants and CPAs and attorneys who are ignorant of the law as well. And they tell us that we should file those 1040 forms to be safe. Just like your doctor tells you, take the vaccine to be safe. Do not listen to that MD who's been deceived. Do not listen to your accountant, CPA, or tax attorney who's also deceived. If they are right, have them go to freedomlawschool.org.
Now,
tell them to watch my video for 10 minutes about income tax fraud from the government's official legal websites. Tell them I'll pay you for your time to watch that 10-minute video. And if you can refute it, I'll continue to pay you to have me file tax returns and pay the IRS.
Now, Commerce Secretary Lutnick just recently said that he confirmed that Trump intends to eliminate the IRS. And Trump has also alluded to that in some of his own speeches or answering press questions. It's very clear that Trump wants to eliminate the IRS, and he believes that he can replace most of that income with tariffs. Now, as we are recording this interview, the tariffs are kicking in on China, on other countries. Most of those countries are saying they're willing to deal with Trump and reduce bilateral tariffs to zero, but not China. China is saying, we're going to go to war with you over these tariffs, and Trump is threatening another hike of 50% on China, which would make the tariffs over 100% on Chinese goods coming into the United States. So my question to you, sir, is do you think that Trump is serious about eliminating the IRS? And do you think that he can replace that income, or, you know, does he even need to, with tariffs?
Well, he wants to, but he cannot do that without the knowledge that Freedom Law School is putting out there. He doesn't know the law as written right now. Income tax does not apply to people of the 50 states, the same as Social Security, FICA, payroll taxes. And Congress is too corrupt to have him try to get rid of it that way. All he needs to do, Trump, is enforce the law as is written right now, okay? And put on IRS's website that I'm going to enforce the law as written, that people are not required to file income taxes, and the system is so much wasteful and corrupt, he can cut the federal government budget by 80%, and we still have too much government.
Yeah, right.
DOGE is showing how corrupt and wasteful they are. They do it right. And the tariffs will be more than enough to keep us safe as a nation in America.
Okay, really, really good point. And I agree with you. There's at least 80% waste in the system, probably 90% or more. But you said something key here, which is that Trump doesn't necessarily have to end the IRS. He just has to limit its jurisdiction to only the District of Columbia, which is where, as you're explaining, that's where its focus is anyway in law. And this reminds me of something very similar happening with these activist judges, like a district judge will claim that their decision affects everybody all across the country. But Trump's people are saying, no. You have authority in your jurisdiction, which may be, you know, this region of a state or portions of a few states if it's a district judge, let's say. You have jurisdiction in those areas, but you can't affect the whole country. Seems like that's the same message that he should tell the IRS. Hey, you don't have to cease to exist. You just have to focus on the District of Columbia, where very few people actually earn that much, by the way. I mean, except for USAID grant slush fund money. I mean, you know, but your thoughts on that? It's a jurisdiction question.
The law says it, you know, and that's why I have it here, that 99% of Americans right now are not legally required to file and pay income or payroll taxes. Only citizens and residents of the United States are required to file and pay income tax. If you look at the income tax law, the code, section 7701A9 and 10, define United States as state to be only the District of Columbia, not the 50 states. So the United States means only the District of Columbia. So that United States citizen, United States individual is also a District of Columbia individual. And see, so all Trump has to do is to put it on IRS's website, irs.gov, and say, I didn't know it either. So here I am now, I'm going to enforce law as it is. Employers, you can stop stealing from your employees, giving it to the IRS. Employees, you're going to be free. You can take this to your employers to stop withholding from your pay. And you independent contractors, business owners, stop paying income taxes because you don't have to. This way, Congress is forced to act and enact tariffs and tax on foreigners,
right,
to fund the federal government. Immigrants like me, who came from a third world country, we could be required for the privilege of having become American citizens to pay income tax. The Constitution allows that, but not Americans like you, Mike, who are natural born. The law was never written for natural born Americans like you to file pay income tax.
Wow. Okay. And what you just mentioned is a very big deal in the terms of uplifting the financial quality of life of the American people who are struggling so much right now to afford health insurance, home insurance, car insurance, and food prices because of all the inflation and now supply chain disruptions involving China, which does hit our food supply as well. What you just said, if Trump were to announce that the IRS does not apply to the 50 sovereign states, instead it applies only to the District of Columbia, and if the American people could keep more of what they earned, then, or keep everything they earned except for, I guess, state income taxes, which is a separate thing, then, my God, Trump would be the most popular president ever in history to end that. And the American people would instantly become more wealthy, and you would instantly have more local savings and investment in local businesses and more happiness. It's like it's the one thing that Trump could do that would beat everything else that every president has ever done, other than maybe George Washington.
Exactly, except he doesn't know it, just like your audience members, Mike, didn't know that either. I didn't know this stuff 30 years ago. A wonderful patriot got on talk radio in Los Angeles, talked about these things. I went to her seminar, listened, watched, verified what she was sharing was actually the law, the Internal Revenue Code. And that's what I started doing 30 years ago. We have an American right to free speech. We don't have it there in Iran, where I come from. We have a right to a trial, a jury trial. We don't have it over there. We have a right to be secure in our homes. We have a right to bear arms. We have so many more rights we need to exercise. The most important is speech and sharing this information with our fellow Americans. Think and read for ourselves. Again, Mike, I tell people, follow the law as found on U.S. government's official legal websites, and you'll be free, and America can be free in no time.
All right. That's really powerful. Let me mention your website again, freedomlawschool.org. And there you'll find various resources. And I think you have, well, here's 7 steps, and you've got a presentation. And you encourage people to learn and verify. You know, do the research, watch your materials, and then verify it for themselves. You encourage people to do additional research. But let me ask you one last question. A lot of accountants, from my experience, a lot of accountants are just IRS agents that you pay for. You know, they're working for the interests of the IRS, not you, who's actually paying them to do anything. So isn't it true that a lot of people might meet a lot of resistance with their accountants over the things that you're talking about?
The same way your medical doctor works practically for the pharmaceutical companies.
True.
His job is to prescribe more drugs for you to take for the pharmaceuticals who pay the medical schools to build labs, okay? Who, you know, pay FDA and CDC, all this stuff. It's all the same kind of a corrupt relationship that exists. So yes, ask your doctor, hey, show me the vaccine is safe and effective. Show me the medical studies. He can't. Ask your accountant, CPA, tax attorney, show me the law that requires me to file and pay income tax. I will pay you to go to freedomlawschool.org. Watch the first 10-minute video on follow the law that Freedom Law School has. If you can show me he is right or wrong, let me know. If he's wrong, I will keep you. If he's right, why do I need you to file tax returns for me, have me confess that with the IRS money? That's ridiculous.
All right, perfect. So again, the website is freedomlawschool.org. And Payman, I want to thank you for coming in and commenting on this. And this is a really interesting time because even our own president now wants to eliminate the IRS. It's very clear that even those who send money to the IRS, that money is being wasted. And, you know, and sadly, I don't mean to make this political, but right now Trump is requesting a $1 trillion military budget in order to largely threaten to bomb Iran, you know, the country that you're from. And I don't want to send money to the IRS to bomb anybody, nobody. I want us to do business. I want us to trade. I want us to produce goods and services and ideas, and all of us live in peace all over the world is my goal. So we've got to stop funding the beast is what I say. Does that make sense?
And we all can individually do something about that and enrich ourselves. Inflation has been hurting American people big time. Cost of food, cost of everything has gone up. American people are hurting. Well, if we stop giving our money to the enemy, you'll be doing a lot better. And for all of you who are employees, you can go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and for free, there's instructions on how to stop your employer from stealing income taxes out of your paycheck.
Oh, wow.
So do that.
Okay.
Stop the employer from stealing the money that you don't owe to give it to the IRS to waste.
Right. Of course, they're going to waste it. All right. Well, thank you, Payman. It's always fascinating to talk with you. Really appreciate you and what you're doing and your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
All right. That was Payman from Freedom Law School, everybody. And wow, always a fascinating conversation. And I don't know how long it's going to take Trump to end the IRS or if he will ever be able to do so. But in the meantime, you don't have to just wait around. There are things that you can do. I say educate yourself. Go to freedomlawschool.org, check it out. Do your research, fact check everything. Try to refute it is what I would say. You know how Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify? I say, don't trust and verify. Like, go in with a skeptical mind and then see if you can tear it apart or refute it. And if you can't, then dig deeper and learn more and use that knowledge to help empower yourself and set yourself free. And thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, a Texan, an American, and a human being that loves human freedom. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. Take care. All right, mark your calendars, folks, because coming up on April 5th, we have a brand new docuseries that was produced specifically for us at Brighteon University. It's called Prepare Tribe. And this was created by Morgan and Alex Mitchell, who are the founders of the ARC Seed Kits company. ARK stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you'll show what's on my desk, you know them because you've probably purchased some of their products in the past, like their seed kit there, 50,000 seeds in a 4-inch PVC container, or they have their backyard seed kit there in the golden pouch, which is a smaller subset. And by the way, that backyard seed kit will be available at 50% off its normal price during the streaming of this docuseries event, which begins April 5th. And they put this together just for us, showing from start to finish how to grow and harvest and preserve almost all the varieties of foods that are represented in this seed kit. Show the overhead shot, if you would, please. These are some of the seeds that are in their main kit. And they take you through this docuseries of how to grow, how to amend the soils, how to harvest, how to save seeds, and how to preserve the foods using like 5 different food preservation methods that walk you through everything you need to know to get the most out of these seeds and out of this food potential. And, you know, preparedness, from this point of view, it's not about firearms and bullets. It's about food. It's about self-reliance. It's also about building community. It's even about community gardens and being able to set up trusted networks so you can barter, you can trade food and seeds, and you can help each other out to grow food together so that you're all stronger. You're all more resilient. So it's called Prepare Tribe. And again, it begins on April 5th, which is a Saturday. It's free to watch. All you have to do is register for it at brightu.com. You can also optionally purchase the entire series and download it all and watch it whenever you want. And if you do purchase it, you get the bonus items, which includes a free ebook. And it also includes a 5-day live challenge created by the creators of this program, where you can join them remotely and participate in the challenge and ask them questions and dialogue with them. And that happens after the streaming event itself. So again, it's Morgan and Alex Mitchell, the founders of the ARC Seed Kits company. The series is called Prepare Tribe, Prepare, Protect, Provide. It's about the practical, hands-on skills, down-to-earth skills. This isn't an academic discussion. This is about things that you can do, actionable things, to be healthier, to be more self-reliant, to have more food and medicine, to grow your own food and medicine. In any kind of scenario that may unfold, this is invaluable information. So check it out at brightu.com. Register now, watch the series for free beginning April 5th. And remember, during the series streaming, you can purchase the backyard seed kit for 50% off by going to healthrangerstore.com/seeds. So take advantage of that. It's a one-time 50% off offer only during the time that this docuseries is streaming at brightu.com, which again begins April 5th. So thank you for your support. We appreciate you. Use this opportunity to shore up your own resilience, your food redundancy, your medicine redundancy, your self-reliance, and it will enhance your health and your spirit at the same time. So check it out, and thank you for your support.